KBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
app. I'm Ariel Reshev. New York Governor Kathy Hochul getting a look at the catastrophic flooding in the Hudson Valley that's left at least one person dead.
Once again, the skies opened up and brought so much rain, 9 inches of rain in this community, that they're calling this a 1,000-year event.
Vermont also inundated.
We have not seen rainfall like this since Irene, and in some places it will surpass even that.
Governor Phil Scott. A federal magistrate in Massachusetts imposed a protective order which prevents Jack Teixeira from disclosing evidence as he prepares to defend himself against charges he leaked classified information online. The Pentagon requested the order for the 21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman. Tennis star Novak Djokovic is closer to a 24th Grand Slam title. The seven-time Wimbledon champ is now in the quarterfinals at the All England Club. This is ABC News. A new record in West Texas as a heat wave continues. On Sunday, it was triple-digit temperatures in the city of El Paso for 24 consecutive days. The city's previous record was set in 1994 at 23 days in a row. The urgent manhunt continues for a murder suspect on the run after breaking out of jail in Pennsylvania.
Multiple law enforcement agencies now widening their search by air and on foot. The mood here, uneasy. Sunday night, a 911 call led to an entire neighborhood being blocked off, a SWAT team going house to house. No sign of Burham, but authorities now believe he may have broken into a countryside home about 16 miles north of the jail.
ABC's Alex Perchet. A judge in Canada has ruled that a thumbs-up emoji is binding when it comes to accepting a contract. A farmer was ordered to pay more than $60,000. He said he used an emoji in a text only to acknowledge he got the message, but the judge said the emoji was enough to signify that he accepted the sale. Ariel Reshef, ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Police are looking for a Manitowoc man and are asking the public for help. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office say they're looking for 24-year-old Nathan Holen. Holen led police on a high-speed chase last Friday morning around 10 a.m. The chase started when Holen refused to pull over and ended when he crashed into a utility pole near Main Street and Woodward Street in the village of Brandon. Despite his car being totaled, Holen managed to evade authorities, who set a perimeter, and called in the canine unit. While searching Holen's car, authorities found fentanyl as well as a large amount of cash. Anyone with information regarding Holen's whereabouts should call the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office.
A Fond du Lac child is fighting for life after falling into a bonfire. According to Fond du Lac Fire Rescue, the incident happened Saturday night around 10 p.m. on Vermont Street. The child was taken to a local hospital, then airlifted to Madison by helicopter. No other details are available at this time. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. The Republican attack on voting continues down in Florida. Believe it or not, DeSantis rammed through a bill that penalized people who assist people to register to vote. In Florida, for 100 years, the League of Women Voters, 100 years going back to the 1920s, they helped people register to vote. They navigated them through it. People would bring in their forms and they'd explain what they meant and how to fill them out. Florida has a large Black population, Latino population, and increasingly an Asian population. With some of them, there are language issues. Some things are not printed in several languages. And the League of Women Voters would simply say, here's where you put your address. Here's where you put the date that you became a citizen or where you were born, if you are a citizen, help them register to vote. The DeSantis bill, passed in May, imposes a $50,000 fine on the League of Women Voters or anyone else in any organization where anyone on their staff or the volunteers doing this have been convicted of a felony or not yet U.S. citizens themselves. Now, let's hold up for a second. Let's say somebody has a green card. Let's say somebody is on the path to being a citizen. Their English is very good. They volunteer for the League of Women Voters. Somebody comes in who is a citizen. All of these people are citizens who are registered to vote, and they want some help with the forms. That will result, that one incident, in a $50,000 fine to the League of Women Voters. Last week, a federal judge blocked this law. There was a litigation, but now it's expected to be appealed. That's a very conservative circuit court of appeals down there. And the six tarantulas lie in wait in the Supreme Court. Now, why is the Republican Party doing this? And is it happening here in Wisconsin? And the answer is yes, it's sadly about to happen in Wisconsin. And here's where they're doing it. There's been a lot of study about this. It's largely in states like Florida, Texas, Georgia. You know, Texas has several laws that criminalize voting. And those are not just $50,000 fines. Those are you spend time in the hoosegow. If you block the line of sight, if you get up, you're an elderly lady, for instance, always in a Black neighborhood. It is never, ever enforced. in a Republican neighborhood, and you get up to use the bathroom and you momentarily block the line of sight of one of the thugs who by Texas law is permitted to hover around the voting place and sort of glare at voters who come by, you've committed a criminal offense. Do they prosecute everybody? No. No. Will they prosecute some people? Yes. In Georgia, if you give assistance to somebody who's in line, no matter how long, that's a criminal offense. The woman's 8 months pregnant, standing in a 6-hour line to vote because voting machines down there in some areas break down. You can't do it. If you hand her a bottle of water, you've committed a criminal offense. Now in Florida, if the League of Women Voters, this is no slouch, the League of Women Voters is probably the most respected voter group in the entire country. They get nabbed for $50,000 every time they have any volunteer who's not yet a citizen themselves, and any volunteer who in the past committed a felony sitting at a desk. People come in who are citizens and want to know how to fill out the forms. The reason they're doing this, and these laws are not uniformly enforced, and these laws are not always enforced. But the reason they're doing it is because the studies show that it reduces voting by about 4%. And why is that? People who are adamant about voting are not going to be deterred by this. People who really care about voting. But a big part of GOTV, Get Out the Vote, is inducing people who are not all that committed to vote, but they're willing to be committed to vote, and you get them out. Because that is the Democratic margin in many races. Here in Wisconsin, you know, we have a terrible gerrymander. Hopefully Janet Protasiewicz will take care of that. But in this gerrymander, they have a 2/3 majority veto-proof in the Senate, the Republicans, illegitimate Republican caucus. And in the Assembly, they're 2 seats short. And one of those seats was only determined by about 500 votes. A couple of hundred votes around the state could make it veto-proof, and then it wouldn't matter what Evers did on any kind of veto because it would be overridden. Now, I said at the start of this segment, is this about to come to Wisconsin? Is the Republican drive to reduce voting turnout by about 4%, which would tip many, if not most, races that are at all close to Republicans coming to Wisconsin? And the answer is yes, and here's why. The Wisconsin executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission is a woman named Megan Wolf. She's terrific. She's honest. Everybody says that. She's no nonsense. They hit her simply because they don't want anybody who's honest and no nonsense in there. The Republicans do. They hit her for one thing because during the pandemic, there was an assisted living facility in Racine that wouldn't let election people from the election board come in with ballots to give to the old folks. So the board voted 6-0, 3 Republicans, 3 Democrats to mail it in. Megan Wolf didn't have anything to do with the decision. She executed their decision. Then when Trump lost, the 3 Republicans and Voss and the rest of them go, that was fraud. Well, wait a minute, you voted for it. One of them was Spindell. Spindell is the guy who was the fake elector. He said, well, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. That's what he said. Megan Wolf's term expires at the end of this month. Actually, it may have expired June 30th. There was a vote in the commission to extend her. It was 3-0 in favor of extending her. Why was it 3-0? The 3 Republicans voted to extend her. They all said, she's terrific. She's honest. The 3 Democrats refrained for good reason. I'll explain it. Because under the law in Wisconsin, if the 3 Democrats had voted 6-0, in other words, they added their 3 to the Republican 3, it then goes to the state Senate for confirmation. The state Senate, the fix is in. they've cooked it up in the parking lot. LeMahieu and the gang over there want to replace her. They want to replace her, who's somebody who will confuse clerks, mislead clerks, and drive down voting in Wisconsin by 4%. And I don't want to hear about everybody listening to me will vote anyway. I know that. I will vote anyway. But there are thousands of people who will be deterred from voting if the Republicans have their way. If the Republicans had their way. The Democratic position and my position is under the, remember the Fred Pren rule that the Republican Supreme Court said Dentist Fren, water cancer Dentist Fred, could stay on the DNR for 18 months because LeMahieu and the Republicans didn't get around to somehow confirming Evers' appointment to succeed him. And he was a main cause in the voting, main cause for having as much water cancer, as much forever chemicals in our water. 18 months. So we go sauce for the goose and sauce for the gander. Megan Wolf is going to hang on because the Senate can't confirm a replacement. Why is that? Because the law says that there has to be a two-thirds vote. A two-thirds vote. Two-thirds of six is four. It had to be a 4-2 vote. And if it was a 4-2 vote, the Senate could then confirm or not confirm. They would have thrown her out and put in a guy like Gabelman. But a 3-0, this is a very, very fine piece of legislative interpretation on the part of the commission that I support. At 3-0, that is not two-thirds. That is half of the six commissioners, not two-thirds. The commissioners, the Republicans, and all the crowd that are in on this go, no, that's not right. If it's 3-0, that's good enough. The Senate, as we speak, LeMahieu and the rest of them are about to vote to throw Megan Wolf out, even though the three Republicans wanted her, because this is all a scam. The Republican Party is a scam. It's an un-American scam. So it'll end up in litigation. Democrats will go to court, and this time in the Supreme Court, Janet Protasiewicz is on the Supreme Court. Now, the decision she's going to have to make, and I don't envy her it, is do you want to use the Fred Pren rule and rely on that as precedent to say that Megan stays in? That would be great in this case. But if you enshrine the Fred Pren rule, which was a crooked rule to begin with, because Fred Pren should not have been permitted to stay in the DNR for 18 months, then you commit in perpetuity. And it's all great when it's one of Evers' appointments or a Democratic appointment or even just an honest appointment. But the next time we get a crooked Republican governor with a crooked Republican majority, it's not going to be so great. I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. It's a tough, tough decision. But my fear is this. The Senate, if they stick a knife in Megan Wolf and throw her out, under the law, they get to appoint, not the board, not the commission, for a year, somebody else. Will they put in Gabelman? I don't think they're stupid enough to put in Bigfoot. They may not do it. But they'll put in somebody like him who will be slippery, extremely slippery. And these clerks will call up around and say, what about this? Well, you could do that, but, you know, there's risk. And they are driving down the vote by 4%. That's what they're doing. Be very aware. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms tonight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 64. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. Partly cloudy skies. Cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 58. Low 70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 70s and storms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 92.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to make a prediction about the Republican primary for president. You may find it hard to believe. Trump is ahead, what, by 30 points over DeSantis? Pence is at single digits and all of that. I do not want any of them to win. They would all be disasters. They would all injure our country badly. I want Biden to win, as I did in 2020. In the primary, I was the Lone Ranger. Everybody was for Bernie or Elizabeth Warren or this one or that one. I was glad to be the Lone Ranger. Joe Biden is a great president, truly great president. But it's worthwhile handicapping what's going to happen on the other side. Because one of the problems is when you have a Hitler, you can say, well, we can easily beat him. Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe not. If he gets in, it's Armageddon. I am beginning to think, and I'm going to give you my reasons, and then we're going to go to the lines, that Mike Pence is going to start doing a lot better than people think, and Ron DeSantis will fade and eventually disappear. Why do I say that? Ron DeSantis has made one miscalculation after another, but his ultimate miscalculation is he simply doesn't have the demeanor, the personality, the presence, the likability to be seriously considered as a presidential candidate. The mantra on him, and this comes from the inside of the Republican Party, not from me. This is what insiders in the Republican Party say. Quote, Ron DeSantis would unplug your life support to charge his cell phone. End quote. Ron DeSantis would unplug his life, unplug your life support to charge his cell phone. When you have that image, you ain't going to win. Now, Pence is the biggest dunce that, frankly, I've ever seen in politics. They threaten to hang him. They say, hang Mike Pence. They built a gallows. They didn't build that gallows that morning. They didn't build that gallows the day before. That's planned. That was planned by Trump and his people to threaten and scare. And he still supported Trump. If he had any chops at all right from the start, he would have said, what Trump wanted was wrong. It was unconstitutional. That surge at the Capitol was a criminal offense. These people have got to be prosecuted. And Trump is destroying the country. And he waited when? So he waited from January 6th of 2021 to now July 2023. He waited 2.5 years. He's not going to win a general election. But the reason why I think that he is going to do better than people think against Trump is this. ultimately, you are not going to out-crazy Trump. You can't out-crazy a crazy man. You can't out-crooked a crooked man. You can't out-steal or defraud more than a defraud man. But the one thing you can do is pick out at least one issue, maybe two, but you flat out get up and attack him on and beat it relentlessly. Pence is doing that. And no, he's in the Republican primary, so it's not about abortion. It's not about other social issues. But it's about Ukraine. He put out an ad now in Iowa in which he shows Trump standing next to Putin. He sees Trump standing next to Kim Jong-un of North Korea. And he says, essentially, it takes a authoritarian to know one. But more to the point, he just came out and he said, quote, what Trump said about ending the Ukraine war in a single day is absurd. The only, quote, the only way you will end the Ukraine war in a single day is if you give Putin what he needs. Putin's an enemy. He's an authoritarian. What we have got to do is give Ukraine everything they need. We have got to stop Putin, or he will be in Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, the Baltic countries. That was the position of both Democrats and Republicans for a long time. That was Reagan's position. Pence is no Reagan. Pence is an odd duck. He has a dull countenance, a very dull countenance. But if he gets up there and keeps saying this and hitting him on foreign policy, pointing out that Trump is in bed with Putin because he's getting paid, that's going to resonate in the Republican Party. And the more that DeSantis has the image of a guy that will unplug your life support to charge his cell phone, he will fade. Not saying that Pence will be the nominee, but he may be. And you heard it from me. We're going to the lines. I'll take you in order. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Republican Party is just amazing. Not one single Republican candidate or major party leader has disavowed the two attempts at coups against America. Not one single one of them has disavowed it. Several of them have said these are a bunch of patriots that stormed the Capitol. Several of them have said, oh, it was just a normal tourist visit. I mean, this is crazy. These guys, Jamie Raskin, in an interview I heard about a year and a half ago, put it very succinctly. He said, I wish the Democratic Party weren't the only democracy party in America, but it is. These guys are just outrageous. They would just be an incredible danger to this country. You get DeSantis, if you look at what he's done in Florida, banning courses, banning what can be taught in schools. That's called re-education. They do that in communist China. They do it in Russia. I'm sure they do it in North Korea. Even deciding what clothes people can wear. And of course, then there's that little thing that's in the Florida legislature. Hasn't come out yet, as far as I've heard, but it would ban any political party that has ever in its history advocated for slavery. Of course, in the 1850s and 1860s, that was the Democratic Party, which is the only extant political party that has ever done that. So,
got to go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Don McCrude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. At least one death blamed on yesterday's catastrophic flooding in New York's Hudson Valley.
Right now, we think that we've got everybody accounted for, but, you know, there are some people that could have been swept away.
Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. President Biden is in Lithuania for the NATO summit. The war in Ukraine is expected to top the agenda. The family of Jarvion Hudspeth is demanding a Tennessee Sheriff's Department release body cam footage of the traffic stop that ended with his fatal shooting.
How many times, Memphis, are we going to hear these narratives of young black boys simply trying to get home? being so close to home, but yet the people who are supposed to protect them are the ones who killed them.
Attorney Ben Crump represents the family. The former doctor for the U.S. National Women's Gymnastics team was stabbed during a prison altercation. Larry Nassar is serving decades after admitting he sexually assaulted athletes. This is ABC News.
Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Police are looking for a Manitowoc man and are asking the public for help. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office say they're looking for 24-year-old Nathan Holen. Holen led police on a high-speed chase last Friday morning around 10 a.m. The chase started when Holen refused to pull over and ended when he crashed into a utility pole near Main Street and Woodward Street in the village of Brandon. Despite his car being totaled, Holen managed to evade authorities, who set a perimeter, and called in the K-9 unit. While searching Holen's car, authorities found fentanyl as well as a large amount of cash. Anyone with information regarding Holen's whereabouts should call the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. For the 34th consecutive drawing, there were no matching Powerball numbers Saturday night. The jackpot now stands at $650 million and could go higher before tonight's drawing. The jackpot is now the ninth highest of all time. Why not us? Good luck. Pete Schwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Great call from Jack of Merrimack. Republican Party is doing everything in its power to destroy our democracy. I'm not saying that's not hyperbole. That's not hyperbole. As he correctly says, a lot of them stand up for the insurrection. That was a coup. That was an attack on democracy. We go to the lines. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. I see you. Peggy of Brooklyn, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Peggy?
Matt, I am a 65-year-old federal state employee, retired, and there's no way anyone over age 40, I've talked to a lot of people, including myself, will vote for Biden. He's too old. He was a great president, but he's too old. He needs to step aside.
Peggy, let me respond to that right now. That is a Republican meme. The Republicans call that into a lot of these shows. Here is the truth. He is right now, Joe Biden is 80. Donald Trump is 77. You think there's a big difference between 77 and 80? Trump, Biden is in a lot better shape. He's a lot more acute. We saw him when he flew to Kyiv to meet with Zelensky. He's in Lithuania right now. Konrad Adenauer and Charles de Gaulle headed Germany and France right after the Second World War, and they are older than Biden. I'll tell you what, wisdom is what counts. And I'm tired of these Republican memes that are shouted in, these drive-by insults about Joe Biden. Look, Trump is 77. Trump is 77. He looks terrible, and he's a crook. So when you say nobody's going to vote for Biden, are you kidding me? Biden against Trump, it's a no-brainer. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Well, because Mike Pence has not fully embraced the Constitution of the United States, a document which he has taken oath to on multiple occasions, in particular the 14th Amendment, which puts to bed the whole thing on electors, you know, in my opinion. But again, I'll turn back to a publication from 1965, and it parallels today, that to put this world and the nation in the proper perspective for the American people, and this is the urgent business of statesmen today, and I've altered a couple of words there, but to emphasize the meaning, job cannot be done without first exposing delusions of the fanatical right. Its propaganda, its frequent resort to outright imitation and coercion represent nothing less than totalitarian methods. They must be repudiated by all responsible citizens, Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, who won't run at the first cry of, and this put this in the context of the date, commie sympathizer. So we have to stand up. You know, the Republicans have not stood up to Donald Trump. Pure and simple, they refuse to stand up to Donald Trump because they are scared. I mean, they are scared of Donald Trump, and they shouldn't be. I mean, Donald Trump should be pointed out to the evil character that he is, and right. They refuse to do it. And Mike Pence, in particular, here's a guy who they're threatening to hang, and he hasn't come out and condemned every single one of those people that was in the Capitol.
Mark, you're raising a good point. Let me just jump in and say this. I don't like Mike Pence. There's no way I'll vote for him. But everybody's going as DeSantis. DeSantis is also really bad. And my prediction is that among these nest of the Three Stooges, that he is going to eclipse DeSantis because DeSantis comes across so unlikable. Unplugging your life support to plug in his cell phone. That's the image. So you're going to get Pence. Of course, we don't want him as president. Of course, he doesn't give a damn about the Constitution, but he's smart enough to break with Trump on Ukraine. Excellent call, as always. Thanks for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. I just want to make a quick point. DeSantis reminds me a lot of Ted Cruz. They're very similar. I can't put my finger on it, but they're very similar people. I don't think either one of them, well, Ted's not going to run again, but DeSantis won't make it because of that point. Too unlikable. As far as the Wisconsin Republicans with this voting thing, I mean, the Gableman thing and spending all the money for him and on it goes. The University of Wisconsin, the engineering school, they didn't give them the money because they were mad because the UW turns out to vote against them. You know, if they had their way, there would be no Milwaukee County or Dane County. So can't these people win elections by just letting people come out to vote, for goodness sakes? So thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I'll say, before I go to the next caller, I'll just say this, that engineering building could have educated over 1,000 new engineers, one of the premier campuses in the country. And they did it. They stuck a knife in it. And remember, they're gerrymandered. They wouldn't even have a majority, wouldn't be able to do it. Stuck a knife in it. The Regents wanted it. It was the number one project, but they said that the UW had invited some speaker. I think it might have been Merrick Garland to speak, and or maybe it was Eric Holder's, one of those, and that frosted them, and they stuck a knife in it. The Republican Party in the state, we tend to think of, well, we're all Wisconsinites. No, we're not. No, we're not. They did spend about $3 million or more on Gableman, that fake thing. They are not acting in the interests of Wisconsin. They're trying to get rid of Megan Wolf and put in a Gableman type, maybe a little smoother, who's going to mislead clerks around the state. All of these, listen, when I go to the poll anywhere, all 72 counties, the most honest people in the world, frequently senior citizens, it's social, they like it, they make 100 some odd bucks for the day. They're honest as the day is long. They are going to be dealing with an executive director rammed down their throats by LeMahieu and the Republicans, who will confuse them, mislead them, give them bad advice. And the whole objective is drive down voting by 4%, like in Texas, Georgia, and Florida. And we can't permit that. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind, Jean?
No, we cannot permit that. That is absolutely right on, Matt. I want to talk about ageism for a minute here. As a 68-year-old woman who still studies a lot of things and keeps on learning as she ages, and I'm kind of, you know, a little bit on the offended side here. When people will point out that Biden's too old, I've studied the brain, did a lot of testing on people for intelligence testing, that type of thing. And anyway, I have never seen a man with the abilities that Joe Biden has. Yes, he may stumble a little bit, but remember, he hurt his knee, and I know a lot of young people who stumble after they have injuries. The guy gets up early in the morning, he exercises, he eats well, and look at all the goddamn meetings he attends. He's all over the United States. I cannot believe what this guy does, and I'll bet you he would put a 25, 30-year-old to shame. So let's not go there, because this guy knows what he's doing, and he loves the people, and he cares about everyone. He cares about our country, and I can say that a heck of a lot more than any other in any Republican that has went against, hurt our country, who didn't give a crap about the people in this country, who gave big tax cuts to the billionaires and millionaires, and then the Republicans in our state ripping us off with Foxconn and taking people's homes and putting us with a bill, and there's no businesses there. So, Matt, sorry for that hot one today. The steam's just blowing. You have a good day, and thank you very much for your show. Great show. Bye.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Gene. That very good and passionate and very true. And let's get back to a couple of things. Biden stuttered when he was a kid, and he was mocked for it, and he worked his way through it. He stuttered. He overcame it. Any kind of correction of a word that he uses is that same phenomenon of when he was a kid in school, number one. Number two, Donald Trump is 77. This month, he turned 77. Joe Biden is 80. Give me a break. 3 years, all these Republican trolls call in and say Biden's too old. It's not like you guys are putting up a 40-year-old. It's not like you're putting up a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old or even a 76-year-old. You're putting up a 77-year-old who has a belly on him, not in good shape. Biden was an athlete in high school. Biden works out. Biden also looks in better shape than Trump. And then Trump gets up and you see the kind of stuff he says. Remember, he puts out Trump, by the way, is slipping. I'll give you an example. He posts something on 4th of July that says, F Joe Biden. And he used the whole word, not the F, and F you if you voted for Joe Biden. That's a guy who's losing it. A guy who says that on 4th of July or any time has no business running for president of the United States. Always the rant, always the attack, always the attack. Joe Biden gave a tremendous interview on CNN on the Fareed Zakaria show this weekend. You should see it. You should Google it. It's been repeated on several other stations. And Fareed Zakaria said, look, some people say you're too old. And he gave a much better response than I just gave. He didn't go into the fact that Trump has serious brain atrophy. I mean, Trump is the guy saying F you on the 4th of July. He didn't say that. He didn't say Trump 77. He didn't say any of that. He said, well, people can say that, and it's a legitimate, you know, people can use whatever reasons they want to affect to guide their vote. But he said, you know, one thing that comes with age is wisdom. It's wisdom. And you can't get it when you're young, and you can't just snap your fingers and order it up. He has wisdom. He has kept us in NATO and strengthened it. He has united Europe in our favor. He has united our Pacific allies in our favor. He's brought together Japan, Australia, South Korea, the Philippines, Vietnam, to stand tall against China. And if you know any history at all, those countries subliminally in the past have hated each other. Japan invaded Korea, they invaded the Philippines. Australians fought with us against Vietnam. We fought in Vietnam. Yet he united them all. He united them all. And the fact is that Donald Trump is a divider because he is on the take. And for a Republican to call in and say, well, Biden's old, I want a 77-year-old guy named Trump who's on the take from Putin, who's afraid of Putin. That's what I want. That's not right. We're going to go quick to the lines before the break. Annie of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling, Annie. What's in your mind today?
Like, come on. He's not losing it now. He's always lost it. He's been a gibbering idiot.
You're talking about Trump, obviously. Okay, well, thank you for the call, Annie, about Trump. And I agree. He always has been a gibbering idiot. And never more so than when he brought in the Russians to the White House, and no Americans, including Russian journalists, and no Americans. And when he met with Putin, he said, I don't need an interpreter, Putin. I trust you. I'm servile to you. I bare my throat to you, you little hairless chihuahua. I will use your interpreter. He showed servility. He showed servility to Putin. He is on the take from Putin and from Saudi Arabia and anybody who will pay him money. To say that you want a 77-year-old guy who would pull us out of NATO and on the first day he got in, give Putin everything he wanted in Ukraine because he's the ripe young age of 77. The sad thing is for the Republican Party, you got nobody. You got nobody. You got nobody who doesn't belong in prison. And who are your younger people? Nikki Haley and DeSantis? You want one of them? You're not getting one of them. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because...
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 63. Southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs level off around 77. A mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows around 59. Partly cloudy. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday and Thursday. 70 Wednesday, 77 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 92.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt, the director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me give you some info on what Ron Johnson has been up to. Our senator, unfortunately, squeaked in the last election by putting up TV ads in which he darkened Mandela Barnes's skin and ran nothing but video about the guy who had nothing to do with Mandela Barnes, who killed the people in the Waukesha Christmas parade. So now he's in for six more years, and this is what the clown is doing. There is a hearing coming up. There's a hearing coming up in a subcommittee on which he is the ranking Republican. And this is the Committee on Investigations. It's the Committee on Investigations. And they are taking testimony on this deal between Saudi Arabia and the PGA. Should the PGA effectively be taken over by Saudi Arabia in this merger? I'm strongly opposed to this. I think it's wrong. But here are some facts that you may not know. The people testifying at this hearing, because Congress is considering whether or not to bar this merger or bring an action, authorize an action under the antitrust laws to stop it, because all Saudi Arabia has done is come in and put tons of money to the more famous golfers, far more than they'd ever earned. They offered Tiger Woods $100 million, he turned it down. The CEO of the LIV unit, the Saudi Arabian unit, is Greg Norman, a great golfer. I always enjoyed watching him play the shark, but Greg Norman is not going to be making a ton of money going forward, and they give him an ungodly amount of money. And they also got to Patrick Harrington in Ireland, and they got to Bryson DeChambeau, gave them big money, and both of them stuck up for Saudi Arabia. Bryson DeChambeau said to the 9/11 families who lost loved ones when the Saudis killed 3,000 people, World Trade Center, get over it. Some people do bad things. Patrick Harrington, when people said, look how that society is, he said, well, it's a lot like Ireland, because he's from Ireland. Well, my ancestor's from Ireland, and he's full of baloney, and I will never, ever root for Patrick Harrington again for saying something so stupid. Here's what Ron Johnson says. They come up with these firms. He says, my only objective in this merger, and I think it's inevitable, is that we maintain the purity of golf. That's the term he used, quote, purity of golf. I want to be, quote, constructive in bridging the gap. This is all about Saudi money. Donald Trump is behind this, by the way. He has had Saudi events at his country clubs. He's one of the strongest proponents. Donald Trump's on the take. His son-in-law, Kushner, got $2 billion from the Saudis to invest. And you may say, oh, well, okay, it's only to invest. And if he, you know, invests well, they'll make money. No. The way these investment funds work, Kushner gets 2% of the fund, regardless of whether he makes money every year. 2% of $2 billion is $40 million. Kushner will get $40 million a year for as long as he has this money under investment, and that will be forever. $40 million a year. And he'll also get 1 or 2 points for every point that for beating the S&P 500. Trump is on the take. Trump is behind this. Now, if these people merge, who do you think is going to be the head of it? Right now, there's this guy named Jay Monahan, you know, he's the guy who's the head of the PGA. Well, if this thing goes through, this thing goes through, the head of it is going to be a Saudi Arabian guy named Yasser Rahmian. Yasser Rahmian. He'll be the head of it. Greg Norman, for the time being, will be the CEO under him. The people that are going to be testifying in front of Johnson's committee that he's on are Ron Price, the chief operating officer, and a guy named Jimmy Dunn, who's a board member, who brokered the deal. I have no idea what compensation, if any, Jimmy Dunn got out of this, Ron Price got out of this. I know that Greg Norman got quite a bit out of it. But for Johnson to use terms like broker the deal, the fact of the matter is the Republican Party is not only soft on the Ruskies and on authoritarians. In North Korea, remember Trump said he loved Kim Jong-un? Right after Kim Jong-un tortured Otto Warmbier, the University of Virginia student, and sent his body back to his parents, Trump said, well, Kim Jong-un had nothing to do with it. It must have been a rogue guy over there. I love Kim Jong-un. And he went over to Hanoi, Vietnam, Hanoi, to meet with Kim Jong-un and debased himself. He debased himself. Well, 9/11, 22 years ago, roughly 3,000 people were killed, and the Saudis were in on it. The 29 or so secret documents that have been kept out, Biden released some of them. Some Saudi consuls were in on it from the United States, and they were able to leave the country. And the Saudi royal family, that thing did not happen without their approval, with their own consuls involved. 5 years ago, we were training, and we still are, Saudi pilots in this country. And down in Florida, they were in a class. One of them pulled out a gun and killed some of our sailors 5 years ago. Trump said it wasn't Saudi Arabia's fault. Trump is on the take. Saudi Arabia has a lot of money. It has a lot of money. If this merger goes through, Yasser al-Rumayyan, R-U-M-A-Y-Y-A-M, he will be the chairman of it. He'll be the head of golf in the United States. Greg Norman from Australia will be the CEO because he's got money. This is what is happening. They can come in and buy off prestigious chunks of American society and culture just by paying money, even if they kill 3,000 people at 9/11, even if they kill sailors right while we're training them to be pilots. This will become the jihad tour. This is happening in the United States. It's happening because of Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Ron Johnson's also the guy, when he asked, was said, I don't trust the CIA and the FBI. Ron Johnson went to Russia 5 years ago on 4th of July and hung out with the autocrats over there. They had invaded Ukraine 4 years before that. They had murdered Ukrainians for 4 years. They tortured Ukrainians for 4 years. Do you understand that the Republican Party is no longer the party of Ronald Reagan? Do you understand that? They're not standing up against authoritarianism. They are an authoritarian party. They are engaged in the destruction of our democracy through gerrymandering and everything that they can do to reduce voting by 4%. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Stand by for Dom and Crute, Devil's Advocate. Great show. Matt Flynn Direct. Be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
It's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rena Rowe.